Time for our Bet 365 triple option feature. We're at a Manning Passing Academy talking football, so I'm going to stick with football talk, guys. And I know Tyler Shuck was here as well. He was on the Amon Ross St. Brown podcast, also the brother Equiminius St. Brown, the St. Brown podcast, actually the name of it, and was talking about the potential, asked about the potential ups and downs of being a rookie QB in the NFL. Shuck says, I think for me, and what I've been through, I've been carted off the field. I've been booed. I've been an MVP. I've been a starter. I've been a backup to Herbert. Sorry, I saw Herbert, so I said Herbert. And I throw some crap. You're not going to faze me at all with that if I go 0-2. I just know that's something that we've talked about going into this. A lot of folks were knocking the age of a Tyler Shuck with this, you know, the pick for the Saints in round two. But a guy that's been there, done that, and he's mentioned here, has basically had everything thrown at him already. And really curious to see how this kid can thrive here in New Orleans now.
Yeah, it's just his maturity and how he handled things. So, you know, they finished the interview session. I'm waiting to get picked up. And he walks by and shakes hands and, you know, just regular guy. Man, I wanted to be back here. I wanted to be back here.
Smart man.
As a counselor to come back. And I wanted to give back to the community. And he was like, I can't believe they got 1,400 young men here working this. So this is amazing to have that many kids in this little town. And so we blessed to have that here in this area and to see how this camp has grown. And you heard Archie made the comment, could have easily went to Orlando.
Right.
Easily, because, man, they were pitching. And they were pitching hard, and he decided to keep it here in Louisiana. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going to the baseball diamond. My Houston Astros are kind of on a winning streak here, up to 48-33 this season. But I'm looking at this weekend series that they have coming up against the Chicago Cubs, who bring back Kyle Tucker and Ryan Pressly, two World Series champions with the Houston Astros back in 2022. Kyle Tucker specifically has been awesome with the Cubs this year. I know that the Astros, they had to trade him in the offseason. I understand why they had to do it. They got back Cam Smith, who's been really fantastic early on in his young career. But Kyle Tucker making his return to Houston tonight, the three-time All-Star, spent seven seasons with the Astros, won that World Series title in 2022. It's going to be a little bit split for me, guys, because Ryan Pressly, the closer for the Cubs, was the closer for the Astros when they last won the World Series too. I mean, if you're talking about the final out back in 2022, Kyle Tucker and Ryan Pressly were the ones that orchestrated it, and now they're both coming back to Houston tonight. So as an Astros fan, I'm really hoping that they kind of get cheered. I don't want to hear any boos or anything like that, because they're both franchise legends, in my opinion.
Come on, Charlie. You're pulling for the Astros. Come on. I mean, I get it. I get it. It's all good. It's all good.
But I got love in my heart for Kyle Tucker. I got love in my heart for Ryan Pressly. I mean, they're part of this golden era. So even though, obviously, yes, I am rooting for the Astros tonight, it'll be nice to see him back in Houston.
Yeah, it is. It is. And to see and how he's greeted. I'm interested to see how that sort of works out. Because fans sometimes are fickle.
They're doing a kind of, I guess it's like a tribute video for both players ahead of the game tonight. So, you know, I wish I could have been in there in Houston to kind of see the reaction to it. But I'm sure it'll be on social media and, you know, I'll be able to watch it that way. But just two Astros legends just on a different team right now coming back to Houston.
That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.